But here, on the very rim of known space, justice is a long way away.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Space Game Junkie Podcast. I, as always, am your co-host, Brian. Joining me, as always, is your co-host, Julie.
Hello from the great green north where the Carolina Reapers are in bloom.
What's a Carolina Reaper? Is that a bug?
It is the second hottest hot pepper in existence. 1.6 million Scoville. I have 8 of them I'm looking at.
Well, you enjoy those. I don't do hot. I don't do spicy at all. I'm so white mayonnaise is spicy. That's how white I am. Also joining us is your co-host, Thorsten.
Yeah, hello. It's raining again. And can somebody explain me why you grow weapons-grade peppers in your garden?
Send them to Ukraine, I'm guessing. That's we're gonna. And also joining us is your co-host, David.
Hello, hello.
So Spaz has got some technical issues. He won't be joining us today, and we're not entirely sure where Jacob is. Before we get started, I want to apologize for being 2 weeks off. 2 weeks ago, there were a couple of us who just weren't up to it. And if multiple co-hosts aren't up to it and we don't have a guest, we'll usually postpone because if we're not up to it, like, it's not going to be a fun show for you or for us. So that's what happened 2 weeks ago. And then last week, I had to take my cat in to get her heart examined by a cat cardiologist. $605 later. Cats are expensive, yo. She has, so far, a mild form of the most common type of kitty heart disease you can have. So that's very common. It's super common, so it's not that big a deal right now. But that was the one appointment I got with this roving cat card. She apparently drives around to different vets, and that was the one appointment I got was during our podcast time. So that's why we didn't have a podcast last week either, because of my cat. So I apologize that we were off for 2 weeks. It wasn't planned. But these things happen, and it's interesting that we're talking about our topic today after 2 weeks off, because we're talking about breaks today, and we're talking about moderation, something that's very important. And we try to come up with fun topics here, and a few weeks ago we're like, what do we want to talk about? And Julie came up with a rash of topics, a whole cavalcade. And this is the one that jumped at me because I take a lot of breaks from things. I take breaks all the time. Like, one of the reasons I'm showing Parcan 2 is because back in the mid-aughts, I took a 2-year break from video games between 2006 and 2008. Should I say why? I guess I could say why. Basically, for years, I had been using games purely as an escape to not deal with my PTSD related anxiety and depression. And so I quit games for a while so I could focus on therapy. And so for 2 years I didn't play anything, and Parcan 2 came out while I was on that break, which is sad because I was excited about this game for years, and then it came out. I was like, oh, I can't play this right now. Eventually I eased my way back into gaming, and I found the joy in gaming rather than the escapism. And I'm going to be honest, I'm on a lot of gaming subreddits and I peruse them every so often. And so many people I see post things like, I'm just not finding joy in games. I'm just not enjoying games anymore. And I always tell them the same thing. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to step away from this stuff for a while. No one's forcing you to play video games. No one's forcing you to do this. I mean, there are certain things you have to do with your life. Like, you know, we live in a capitalist society, so you have to go to a job or and stuff like that. But you don't need to play video games. Find something else that gives you joy. Have any of you guys taken like extended breaks from video games?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, me either.
Do you want one of us to talk about it? Who goes first?
If you want, yeah, sure. Go.
All right.
Go first.
All right, here's the deal. First off, I want to say sometimes family members have four legs and fur. Hmm. And I just spent $420 on my four-legged family member, so I can identify. But beyond that, Sherman set the Wayback Machine, and I know that probably dates me. A lot of people are going to say, who is Sherman, like marching through Georgia? No, not that Sherman, the other Sherman, the one that looks like a dog. Through the middle of the pandemic, and I had a good friend die. And I knew something was up when I was playing chess with him, and he moved a pawn sideways. And I don't think I ever beat him. And this was before there was actually a vaccine of any kind. And it came out just as they put him rehabilitation center. And he died before he had a chance from COVID, before he had a chance to take the second dose. And I was okay until the middle of the funeral. It was a military funeral. And they pulled the flag off and therefore played taps. And I just fell apart. And I won't, and I know a lot of people, since I also suffer from PTSD real bad, and I know a lot of people, it's a shame that there's a schism over it. And I fell apart so bad that my doctor said, okay, I'm going to give you something. It's the size of a grain of rice. Cut it in half. Only take one. It'll put you out like a light. You'll feel drowsy the next day. You know, it's like, let alone drive something. Be careful walking, taking this. And I only took it once. But at that point, sometimes when you're this stressed out, which is what I can identify with, I've played games to escape a lot as well. But when it gets too bad, games really stop meaning anything. It was about that time that and I only know this person who's a professional author and producer. It's not like, hey, I know so and so, and I won't drop their name, but I only know the person because I know their cousin, and I only know their cousin who's an executive producer in the games industry, because on the other podcast, he calls me up one day and says, hey, I'd like to be on your show. I said, you're kidding, you're big time. What do you want to be on my tiny little podcast? And so about that time when my life fell apart and we were all still, we couldn't go anywhere. And my employer was set up to work remotely to start with, because I work for an agency where we do emergency response. And so my sister here said, your first class is on Saturday. And I said, what? And she said, your first class is on Saturday because my friend, who's from the United Arab Emirates, was also a professor and forced out of her teaching position. And so she hung up her shingle. And 72 classes later, I eventually went back to gaming, but now I have a book, which I'm half through the editing, the copy that goes to the editor, and I have another book I'm halfway finished with. And that's how and why I took my last long break from gaming. And I'm sorry the story might be a little depressing, but hey, it has a good ending because I finished my first book. And there are other reasons I have taken breaks from gaming, but that's the best one.
That's a pretty important one. That's god damn. Thorsten, what about you?
Yeah, okay. For me, it was between 1999 and 2006.
Wow.
No, it wasn't such long. It was I got seriously into motorcycling in this time, and it was basically that way that I did 3/4 of the year nearly exclusively did riding my bike and only played in the winter time, and that was probably the longest period that I didn't play extensively like others, so like at other times. The second time was around 2011 when my father passed away, and I had to take care of my mother, and that was the early times was pretty hard. I didn't have time to play any games at this in this period, sadly. But later on I got into gaming again. That was because I did need to escape from a lot of things at this time. I just did need something different, to do something different than just taking care of others and be on work or else. So it's a bit like you told in the introduction. It was mostly
escapism.
Yeah. And that wasn't good either. And then when my mental health issues again took a bit hold of me, I stopped for half a year. And didn't touch any video games.
Wow.
Because it didn't work out. That's basically my main story. So, and by the way, hello, Jacob.
Hey, Jacob.
Hello. I was wondering how long it'd take you to notice.
Well,
apologies for the 10-minute delay. I was preoccupied.
It's fine, folks. If you're listening to this in the future, we just had our daylight savings time switch here in America, but our European friends don't have it for 2.5 more weeks, roughly. So it's stupid. It's fucking stupid. And so you guys are an hour earlier than usual because of we have to do the song and dance twice a year. So hate it.
Thank you, Kaiser Wilhelm.
Was that the Kaiser that got us into World War I? Is that Kaiser? That same guy?
I don't know if he got
exactly, yeah, exactly that one.
Daylight saving time was his idea.
Ah, he's doing great. What a shining spot in world history, Kaiser Wilhelm. Thanks, Kaiser. Doing great. You're doing
has absolutely nothing to do with farming like most people think.
Anyway. So Jacob, since we're kind of going around the table, have you ever taken any serious break from like video gaming for any reason?
From video gaming, not really, because okay. I felt like it. I do, however, have a sort of mental cycle where I get hyper fixated on a game and then play and then binge it forever and then forget about it for like a year and move on to something else and so on and so forth. Yes, go on.
No, that was actually kind of the next type of break I was going to talk about, was when we, we get into a game, it's a big game, so you could play it like an MMO or something, you could play it forever, and you play it like hardcore for like 6 months, and then you don't touch it again for a while, and then you go back to it after
six months to a year. Yeah, I have done that with a lot of games. Frankly concerning number. And it does kind of lead to some problems because often I don't end up finishing the game. I come back to it and I go, what do I do?
I have no memory of this place.
What was me a year ago thinking? Why was me a year ago a complete idiot? my expectations were low for me a year ago, but this is real bad.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but for me, it's like burnout. Like, I'll play a game for like a year and then I'll like, don't want to fucking touch it for like, I'm still on a burnout phase of Final Fantasy 14. Like, I played that thing.
Honestly, same here. And the game is really good.
Oh, it's a great game.
It's just, there's a lot of it.
I played it hard. There's
a lot of game.
I played it hard for like a year and a half. I was like, this is amazing. And then I'm like, what am I doing? And then I revisited it a while back.
There is so much game there.
I mean, it's great. But I heard the part of the soundtrack came on somewhere like, it's great music. I'm like, I haven't played this in a while. Let's go back for like a, let's resub for like a month, you know, and see how I feel. I started playing. I'm like, no, what am I doing? No, I gotta stop. Yeah. It's not that it's a bad game. It's a great game. I just, for some reason, it's like my brain is like, no, this is not what you want right now.
More than once, I have done that same thing and then said, oh, that's why I quit.
I mean, my longest playing game ever is Jumpgate. I played that from beta to the day it died, and I think I had 5 or 6,000 hours in it. Like a lot of hours over the decade and a half that it was live. But I would play it in like huge spurts, and then I wouldn't touch it for months. So like I would play it hardcore for hours a day, to the detriment of my personal relationships. And then I wouldn't touch it for like 6 months. And this happened over years. And so the same thing happens today with like Inquisitor. Like I love Inquisitor. It's my favorite ARPG, but like I'm a little burnt out on it right now. So I'm not really playing it.
This is kind of why I dislike games that have strong incentives towards, you know, play them all the time with stuff like daily logins. I am an addiction prone person.
Like
genetically and personally. And while instead of substance abuse, I got sucked into various vampiric free to play titles like World of Warships and War Thunder.
Oh no!
Which are
Oh no! I love how we're all just now, like
Now the core gameplay loop and the basic ideas I personally like, but the everything else is agony.
I really hate games with daily logins. I have to be honest. I hate that.
I don't blame you. They exist to drag engagement out of you. Ugh. It's why I kind of like gave up in general on multiplayer games. Not completely, but I tend to just dislike them because they tend to go through all this effort. First of all, I'm very bad at competition. I am a sore loser and a terrible competitor. So if the game is competitive, I become the worst type of human. I don't typically flame people in chat, but I do get very angry, which is, you know, bad for my blood pressure and longevity.
Oh man.
So I also gave up on fighting games. That and I'm bad at them.
Oh god. I remember going to the arcades regularly and seeing all the people gathered around Street Fighter 2, and people were like, I think I saw some almost fist fights break out
around. That does not surprise me in the slightest, having played Street Fighter 2. That game can absolutely drive you to a blind rage.
It is
really good.
No, I mean, they're great games. I mean, I'm a Darkstalkers guy myself, but...
Oh, bloody good taste.
You haven't lived until you've played Dracula versus a Wolfman. Just terrific. Absolutely terrific. but yeah, I never got competitive with those. But I would go to, like, back when arcades were more of a thing, I would go to arcades fairly regularly. And, like, there was always a crowd around basically Street Fighter. Street Fighter seemed to be the big competitive one. Like there were other,
it was going to be either Street Fighter or Tekken.
Yeah. Tekken, never as much, but it's always like Street Fighter had the crowds like almost all the time. And
again, it's more location based.
It must be
fierce competition between both. And then the other games are sort of sitting there in the background, stuff like Guilty Gear and, all the Type Moon games and a bunch of other stuff.
Virtua Fighter is crying in a corner, wondering why no one's playing them.
When was the last time you saw someone playing Virtua Fighter?
Exactly. But in the arcades I would frequent, it was almost always Street Fighter. Almost always.
Yes, but again, as a result of a lot of games either being too frustrating or just being too exhausting to play in long periods, I tend to quit them. There's also the social aspect. The game that I have one of the longest playtimes in, for reasons that I don't understand myself, is Star Trek Online.
Because
a strong part of that,
you know, half of that game is great.
Half that game is great. The moment you leave your ship, it becomes the worst MMO I've ever played.
Exactly. Okay, not
the worst, but
I tend to disagree. Duck and cover.
I keep wanting to go back to it because they keep bringing back these characters I love. Like, oh my God, Captain Dax is apparently in there, and Nog is in there, and all these characters. But I just can't bring myself to actually fucking play it.
The moment you go on foot, it just becomes so dull. Oh. But the moment you get back on your ship, it genuinely becomes one of the most unique MMO experiences.
I agree.
Because what else are you going to do a spaceship MMO in? Eve?
You know, they recently started their year-long epic, oh, look, log in on a regular basis, and you can have any ship you want kind of thing, and it takes a year to do that. And I was going to log, and I looked at it.
Sorry, Julie, which game? Are we still talking Star Trek?
Same one. Star Trek Online.
Okay.
And you log in and you can say, look, you get a little box and you can pick from like 100 different specialized ships. And it said, oh, look, you got to keep logging on to play this. And I logged on with the intention of doing it. And I said, I've got two of these special little boxes in my bank. I've got so many ships, I don't know what to do with it. Why do I need more? But if you decide you do want to go back to Star Trek Online, my character still has the space game junkie flate.
It's kind of like Pokemon. You got to catch them all, apparently. You got to catch all those ships, I guess.
Yeah, but what I was going to say is I was, you know, part of a fairly big fleet, as it was called at the time. Had a bunch of people who I played with and did stuff with, and then they all just kind of gave up. And I still remember the feeling of logging back in and seeing everyone offline for like months on end, and I'm the only one flying around our little starbase and being sad.
Yeah, I mean, I just get sad about Star Trek Online. It's like,
I don't blame you.
It's not only that it's half a great game, but like, tangent number 80 here, but like, for like a decade, hey, all new Star Trek gaming stuff is going solely through Star Trek Online.
Yeah, we haven't gotten much else.
I mean, thankfully, we're getting some more Trek games now, like Resurgence and the Prodigy game that came out last year and a few other things. But like, for the most part, it was like, let's not make a Star Trek Discovery game, even though the show is a hit. Let's just fund it all into Star Trek Online for some goddamn reason. It's like, oh, for God's sake. Okay.
Yay.
But it's like, I guess that's another thing we could talk about, taking a break from a specific type of game or like type of genre. Like, I feel like I'm going to break from turn-based games right now. You know, I just can't, I just can't deal with turns. Right. I just can't do it. I mean, I see these great games.
You want to go. You don't want to wait for the other person to go.
I tried playing Baldur's Gate 3. I tried, and I'm just like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this turn-based nonsense. I just want to run around and kill things.
Okay. I have a different opinion on Baldur's Gate 3, which is to say, it's a good game designed very well on a terrible role-playing engine. Why 5th edition? Why? But this is not the RPG podcast, so I'm not going to spend the next 2 hours rambling about that. Crap. Just know that my hatred for Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition is unending, unlimited, and I make that computer from I have no math for my, I'm a streamer, positively pacifistic in comparison. Yeah. Regardless, What I was going to say.
Well, I don't know.
Yes, I kind of forgot. But what I was going, but we were going to mention something.
I don't remember now. Sorry, folks. Sorry about
these games. You're taking a break from those.
Sorry about the audio. Voice meter banana had a conniption, and I had to reset it. So the audio got a little weird there for a minute.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. There's a new version of voice meter out that apparently is a lot better, but God, the steps you have to go through to upgrade. I just don't want to, cause you got to uninstall it and then reboot and then install it and then reboot. It's like, I just don't want to do all that. I know I should have done that earlier, but I just haven't cause it's so tedious. Oh, so I apologize. I should upgrade to the latest version of Voice Meter. I love Voice Meter. It's a great program, but I mean, have you guys taken a break from like a specific type of game like ever? Because I feel I'm taking a break from like a lot of types of games right now. Like I feel like right now I'm a much more focused, fisheye, fucking target fixated gamer that doesn't want to play. I only wants to play things that are real time. Like, what about you guys?
Believe it or not, I used to do PvP a lot.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah, me. Believe it or not. There was a day in World of Warcraft did 40 on 40.
Holy moly.
Battlegrounds.
You could I didn't know you could do that in World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah. And what's more, back in the day when, you know, there wasn't any, when there it was called Alterac Valley, and back in the day when there weren't a lot of expansions to it, you didn't have to wait for a long time. And so if anybody who knows about the history of the Revolutionary War, the redcoats have to wear bright red coats with targets on their backs and march down the middle of the field while the revolutionary soldiers hide in the trees and shoot at them from the, and that's what I did. I was a hunter and a marksman specialty. And I did that, and I was on a team where you compete for a particular standing. And there was a time when you'd have to log in, right, to keep your rank. And I would log in all the time to keep my rank. And then I played, then two things happened. I took a job that was very stressful at the time, and also I started playing Eve online. That's not stressful at all. And
basically got two jobs at the same time is basically what happened.
And for the price of,
there was someone who had been banned, and he blamed it on the rest of us, and he decided he was going to war deck us for a rock solid year to get us all to quit. And it worked.
And you told us that story before, actually.
I have. And all I wanted to do was do the indie part. And so as a result of those two things, I anything that even smacks of having PvP in it, I just said, can it result in PvP? Yeah, okay, I'm not going to play it. Some friends recently, not here on the podcast, tried to get me involved in Helldivers 2. And they said, oh, but there's friendly fire. And I said, oh, I know where that's going. No, thank you. Have a nice day for yourself.
Apparently, the friendly fire leads to more comedy than anything else in Helldivers 2.
Yes, largely.
Yeah. Well, it's that, and I understand lately, I read an article in Kotaku, there's been a lot of min-maxing kind of thing. It's like, okay, if you don't have a particular weapons or something, they'll kick you out of the team. And I said, I don't need this. I'd just be playing it for fun.
What? Oh, come on.
That happened early on. It's largely stopped.
Oh, that's good. That sounds stupid.
Because people, one, the game got rebalanced, and two, people realized that they're being idiots.
So yes, ever since that time I have not played a PvP game, and whenever someone tries to get me involved in a new game, even if it's a game they made, I said, is there PvP? Yes, not interested.
I don't mind PvP if I don't have to do it, you know, like if it's a side thing that people can like specifically go to and do with and do it on their own terms, fine. As long as I can choose not to do it. When you have something where PvP is like baked into the core gameplay loop, yeah, I feel the same way. Like, no, thank you. Just no. Just I.
Well, you know, sometimes like Lord of the Rings, PvP is just kind of, oh yeah, well, we better tack that on. But yeah, sometimes it's baked into the game. But what it becomes is people victimizing other people rather than just having fun. And it started out as just fun, 40 on 40 and good fun, but it stopped being that.
I mean, the only time I ever engaged with any kind of PvP was probably Dark Age of Camelot when they had those realm versus realm fights. Those were actually pretty good. But I didn't do it very much because I'm like, I don't want to, because there were like, you had to be there at a certain time and blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't want to live by schedule.
To beat up other people.
Yeah. I don't want to put Dark Age of Calendar on my Dark Age of Camelot on my goddamn calendar. Like, must log in at 4 PM on a two, like, fuck you.
that got me out of any multiplayer gaming, to be honest. Because I was pretty addicted to Counter-Strike back then, and the first two
battlefields. As most people end up.
Yeah, and the first two battlefields, and I really was annoyed at some times that you have to show up that I got scuttled my days by other people, and that was pretty annoying at some point, and that got me completely out of it.
Yeah, I have a friend who was playing Diablo Immortal on her iPad because apparently that's like the thing. That's all she has is an iPad. So it's like, I'm not going to begrudge her the one of the few gaming experiences she can have on an iPad like that. But she got into a guild, and as soon as I heard that, I'm like, oh no, this is not good. And
oh boy, here we go.
She started complaining about how like, they wanted her to log on every day and she had to log on at this time and she had to be there for these events. And I didn't want to say this, but I'm like, no, this isn't going to end well. And it didn't. Yeah, like that's why I prefer single player games. Because you can set your own schedule. So we've talked about breaks, like, I want to talk about moderation a bit, and not moderating a forum or a Discord server, but, you know, playing something in moderation. Like, are you guys able to tell, and you can just answer in any order, are you guys able to tell when you're too into something that you need to moderate the time you spend on a game?
Absolutely. Civilization 5.
So what did you notice? Like, how did you know that you need to pull back? Like, oh, I need to moderate my time with this. How did you know?
They had this Civ Anonymous campaign a long time ago. And the reason it touched a nerve with me is I got so involved in this game that it was like, one more turn. Come on. If I just do this, and then you look up at the clock and, oh my God, it's 2 a.m. And it's like, oh my God, it's time to go to bed. And I have to get up at 7 a.m, you know, and, or 6 a.m. at the time. And it was like taking over my life. And also I found out that if you want to know what time it is, daylight savings time or not, just stay up till 2:30 a.m. and the person you're living with will say, it's 2:30 a.m, go to bed. Or in my case, my parrot once just told me, shut the light and go to bed. And I was so shocked, I said, yes, ma'am, and went to bed. When it starts to take over your life, you know it's time to back off. And I have recently acquired one of Sid Meier's games, as people Requarks Bar know, and I'm going to risk going back to it.
Which game? I missed that. Which one?
Alpha Centauri.
That game that I still can't fully comprehend. I really want to play it because it seems like so my thing, but I just
I have an expert on tap who is also on the podcast.
Thorsten, it's his favorite
game. Don't yes. Don't shit well, on my game.
Well, you're gonna have to introduce me to it at some point, by which I mean assist.
I think this
does. No
this,
problem.
Does the Steam version come with the manual? Because the manual is a great yes. read. It is a terrific manual. Seriously.
I do have the GOG version. I do know it has the manual.
Okay, yeah. The manual is a great read. It is a bit fiddlier than the types of games that come before it, especially with the unit creator. But once you grok it, there's still nothing quite as good. I mean, there have been some games that have come close, but my God, Alpha Centauri, my God.
Luke said that it's in the subdirectory, which I have not verified. But call out to Captain Snarky Pants, who posted the links to the quick link chart, and also to the manuals that are on another website. If you're interested, just go to Quark's Barn.
Yeah, page up. It's a great. They're terrific manuals. They're a terrific manual. Seriously, absolutely terrific.
And by the way, if you have the opportunity, get the strategy guide. The strategy guide is simply great.
Oh, I don't think I have that.
I don't have.
I don't think I have the strategy guide. I'm setting up an eBay search for that right now.
What? You don't have that strategy guide. You have everything.
I know. There are so many strategy guides. It's hard. And there's no, like, comprehensive list of strategy guides. Like, some games have strategy guides and some don't. Like, why does Star Rangers, that interactive magic space game, why does that have a strategy guide? I don't freaking know. What is it?
Did this game need one? Okay.
I'm definitely setting up a Alpha Centauri strategy. Yeah, I need that in my life. I love a good strategy guide, as you know. Go ahead.
And what's also a great addition to the game is the GURPS World Book from the pen and paper role playing game.
Wait, the what?
From GURPS, Steve Jackson Games. That GURPS is an universal.
Can you speak up?
Yes.
GURPS? GURPS? What?
GURPS. Go ahead.
Wait.
I said speak up. As in, can you speak louder?
Yeah, we're a little. I'm a little confused. What's going on with GURPS? What's happening?
GURPS is a role playing game system from Steve Jackson Games, and it has lots of world books from a lot of franchises, and it's really great. And there's actually a role playing world book for the Alpha Centauri game, and that's a great read too.
Wait, what? Okay, hang on. I'm going to type this into eBay.
It's called GURPS, actually.
GURPS, yeah. Did I say something different?
You said GURPS.
Ah, okay.
It's very easy to... Wow.
Mispronounce, yes.
Oh, it's only... Wow, okay. I can get a copy for $90 if I wanted. Okay, I'm going to save that. My God.
Oh, that's a big one.
My God. Yeah, no, that is the cheap side. There's 200 right there. 250. Yeah, I'll just keep an eye on that and maybe get that later. Jeez Louise. I'm definitely buying the Alpha Centauri strategy guide, though. I found one for $10. 13 with shipping. Yeah, I'm definitely buying that. I love a good strategy guide, as you know. Oh man. Anyway, God, what else do I want to talk about? I'm losing my brain. Anything else we're talking about, or should we keep this one short because we're all tired? You want to keep this one short because we're all tired?
Imagine sleeping.
Sleep? I don't know what that is. I think we're going to keep this one short, folks, because my brain is running out of steam. I know it's not even an hour, but at the same time, it's daylight savings time week, and I can't function. I can barely function. So next week, we don't know what's happening yet. I have offered it to a potential guest, but I haven't heard back. So we might do a topic. We'll see. I don't know yet. We're trying to, I'm going to probably slowly start asking guests back now that I'm over my burnout of having guests.
I would recommend it.
Yeah. I just haven't wanted to deal with it. You know, it's just a lot. I just don't want to deal with it. So that's, hopefully that'll happen next week or the week after, but we'll figure something out. And then tomorrow, we're going to play New Star GP, which is a new racing game that came out of early access last week. It's really, really good and very reminiscent of 90s games with several modern twists. So that's going to do it for today. Have a great one, y'all. Be safe, be well. Take care of each other. Get your masks. Get your shots. I can't even talk anymore. Wear your masks. And take care of your mental health. As we said earlier, taking a break can be healthy. Do things in moderation. Take care of yourselves, because things are weird right now, and we have to take care of ourselves and each other to get through these interesting times we live in. So thanks so much, everyone, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.